Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the 161 podcast. Just want to say what's up. This is Tommy Two Times coming to you live from Relic Apartment. Just wanted to break up the monotony in this podcast a little bit. Talk about the Chick-fil-A and Popeyes controversy that's going on.
That's what the episode is brought to you by.
The episode's not brought to us by Chick-fil-A or Popeyes. We are looking for sponsorship, though. Zaxby's, please reach out to us.
Fucking Zaxby's.
It's up to you, New York.
Swung on a hit in the air, Sydney Center, set back, away back, she is gone.
New York, hey. I'm big young, yeah. With dreams of fame, there's nothing you can't do.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.
This is 161st Street, Yankee Stadium.
Welcome to another episode of 161st Street. This is the fifth episode. Contrary to popular belief, last time I put on the social media, it said the fifth before on the fourth, but this is actually the fifth. I'm here with my boy Kev, my boy PPPP. Got some spectators behind us. Not really feeling too great after that sweep in Oakland, but you know, there's a lot of good things. Got a lot of things to talk about here. We're going to preview the Dodgers series. Could be a World Series preview. It's going to be tough, but I mean, there's a lot of things that we want to dive into right now, so why don't we get after it? What do you got?
So, like, that series sucked.
Yeah.
Just your sugar.
Just really not right. Really not how you want to start this West Coast trip.
Yeah. The first game, I mean, first game we just got outplayed. Second game we blew so many opportunities, and I didn't really catch most of the game last night, but it sounded like more of the same. And, you know, pitching sucks on the road.
I mean, the whole series as a whole, it just was really fucking hard to watch. I mean, we just never could seem to get it going. We went down early every single game. I mean, it's just tough to dig yourself out of a hole. I mean, I know this team has done it a lot in the past, but I mean, when you go down 5-0 or like 4-0 or something early, just because the starting pitching hates being good in the first inning, just every single fucking game. I just don't get it. It's like every single game that we just. The second inning, fine. Second inning is almost a perfect game every single time. But something about the first inning.
Yeah.
Like, Tanaka last night almost got pulled after a third of an inning. Like, why? Luis Sessa was warming up after an out. And he was able to stretch it. So, I mean, like, the silver lining with that is, I mean, like, he at least can save the bullpen for this series against the Dodgers a little bit. We didn't have to use any of the big guys. But all in all, didn't really look too good out of him. I mean, he's such a streaky pitcher, and it really pisses me off.
Because
one day he can go out and throw a one-hit shutout 9 innings, and the next day he just does this, and he gives up 5 runs in the first
inning.
All
of them. It's literally all
of them. It is all of them. I mean, there's even Domingo, too, is supposed supposed to be our ace, and he's got a 4.4 ERA. Like, that's crazy that's our ace. I mean, our bullpen is the only reason we're in this position right now, because, I could throw better with my left hand than some of these guys. I mean... CeCe needs to move out. I mean,
I'm so done with him. I hate CeCe.
I personally think he'd be good in the pen, but we already talked about that before. Yeah. But I think he just has that fire and he has the taste for the playoffs like that. I mean, and him going out knowing that he's retiring too, I feel like that he gives him that extra little bit of motivation to like go off on everybody. I don't know.
And last night we were talking about very uncharacteristic 0-for-5s out of Gio and DJ.
Yeah, I mean, that's... That whole game was just in the twilight zone. I mean, the day that Gio has the golden sombrero, and this is the second game in a row. Like, I think DJ's 0-for-9 the last two games, and that's just bad. Like, that's just not him. I mean, I think it's definitely – we needed to get out of Oakland. I mean, it was just a house of horrors for us, as they always call it. I mean, we're literally – in the last 27 games, we're 7-20. That's just ridiculous. I mean, we take care of them at home, but –
Wait, against Oakland, you're saying?
Against Oakland. In the Coliseum, we're
7-20. You're talking about like our record. Wow, it's like the last 27 games.
No.
Like,
no. What? In Oakland, the last 27 times we've been in the Coliseum, we're 7-20.
Yeah, it's miserable.
We just get fucked
up.
That's
a miserable place to play in also.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just a
shit. It's so ugly.
We were talking to the Marlins, man, too, and he said it's the worst place ever.
Oh, I love the Marlins.
He said there was like nooses hanging from the rafters and shit like that. He just said it's the worst place in the world. Showed us pictures too. It was rusty as shit everywhere.
I get that we always play at 10 o'clock when we're there, so it looks darker because it's dark outside, obviously, from the start of the game. But there's no lighting in the stadium. I feel like center field is so dark and it's green. Green is so ugly.
Yeah. It's a terrible shade. I mean, the only good jerseys they have are those like powder green, you want to call it, whatever the fuck
that is. I don't even fucking like that.
I don't know. I mean, so those are kind of cool when Ricky wore them. Not that I was watching that back then, but.
Ricky's long gone, man.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was just a sloppy series as a whole. Like, uncharacteristic was the name of the game. You hit that on the nose with saying just the whole series as a whole was uncharacteristic. Yeah. You got some of the best fielding, like, players on our team, like Didi's and Glaber's, and they were just making errors. I mean, yesterday's game alone, maybe it would have been a closer game. I'm not going to write it off as just saying those plays, but... I mean, they do play into the whole reason why we lost that game. Like, they didn't turn two double plays that were tailor-made double plays. And, I mean, that put up two more runs, so that's a 3-3 game right there. That alone, I mean, it is still Tanaka throwing BP out there. But I mean, it doesn't help with the sloppy play and, the missed double plays and everything like that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I saw a stat the other day. It said that since the All-Star break, Gio Urshela is the only player in the MLB that's hitting 400.
Yeah, it was hitting 407.
And then he goes out and just strikes.
I feel like that's because he saw that stat. And it's like when you tell somebody, it's like when you tell somebody they're throwing a no hitter, like they lose it right away. It's like he saw that stat on ESPN and was just like, oh fuck, and then he just goes 0-for-5 the next game. It's crazy.
That was miserable. But I mean, at least we saw something great out of Aaron Judge. Finally pulled a fucking home run.
I mean, I don't really that we go into that thing where he said like to Meredith Morocco in the post game interview. He's just
tight.
Like,
so why does that matter?
Why does it matter? He was tight. Yeah. I mean,
that means that he cares, though.
It's in his head. He knows that.
If it didn't bother him, and she said like, "Oh, how does it feel to hit that ball to left field?" He would have just been like, "Yeah, it's good to get that like full extension." Yeah. But instead, he was like, "Why does that matter?" Like, he was so defensive because he hates it. Because
he knows it's bad.
Yeah, he like wanted like that to be known that he's just, like. He was not happy about
he's
that.
He's frustrated. I mean,
or he's saying, like, I'm doing it on purpose. Like, I could hit it there whenever I want. Because I still do think, at home at least, he does it on purpose. Hits him to right. Because, like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Is that why? I don't know.
I think he was defensive about it for sure. But I'm saying, like, I don't know. We might be misinterpreting why he got tight.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as bad. It wasn't like a random reporter either. It was Meredith
Morales. I know. That's like, she was probably so like.
She was caught off guard. Do you hear how shook she was? He's like, why that matter? He was like, well, I mean, because it's the first one you hit to left field this season. He's like, oh, well, you know, as long as he goes over the fence and adds runs, that's fine. I was like, yeah, that, I mean, it's a good answer, but like Meredith was just shitting her pants.
She was so scared. After
no
that.
Idea why.
I mean, I think that the more alarming stat is that he only has 14 home runs. Like, that's worse than that. He only has one pull. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, that just, it was okay before because we were saying like, oh, I mean, like if we're going to get this kind of Judge and he's not just hitting home runs and like batting like 260, it's fine. If he's a complete hitter hitting about 300. But I mean, he's hitting like 260 and the home runs aren't quite there. So I mean, this is just a horrible, horrible slump that he's in. And statistically, last season he did the same thing in August and then in September.
Not last year. 2 years ago. Last year he was hurt.
Oh,
Two years ago. His last full season, he was struggling in August, just the dog days. Everybody struggles in August, I mean, for the most part. But it's like just a...
Tell it to Gio and Glaber.
Yeah, whatever. But I mean, I'm just saying, he's going to get back, and it's starting to look like it already. He's hitting the ball really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the outs he's getting, they should be home runs if he gets a little bit more under them. But, I mean, he's looking really good, and when he's hitting good, the entire team's hitting good. So I mean, and he's the heart and soul of this team. So if he's on,
like
the,
I know,
entire morale's up.
I know you were saying like last night you were talking about how you and P were saying that, or a couple nights ago that you were actually questioning how good he is at baseball. Like if he is that guy, but like, and he hit the home run right after you said that. So like obviously it's gonna change your mind. But like what if that's not a bad point? Like maybe. Maybe that's true.
I mean, I always had that thought in the back of my mind. And when me and Riddler were watching the game, he kind of said it, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like,
it's like an unspoken.
I mean, we were all thinking it.
Though. I never really wanted to say it because it's really kind of like, I'm going to think about it. But then literally a minute later, he hit that 467 feet, and I was like, okay.
No, but that's exactly how it goes.
Yeah.
That's literally how it goes.
It's like the golden rule amongst Yankee fans. Like, when Aaron Judge is slumping, like, don't address it.
Just don't make it known.
Yeah, but
we're defensive about it.
Yeah.
When we were talking about it in your room, I was saying, like, it's just, he hasn't been, I was in the dumps. I was at the lowest of the low. It's just the vibe of the series as a whole, and he wasn't doing good for the past, like, I don't even know how long, a couple of weeks. And I was just like, yo, man, like, maybe he just isn't that good. Maybe he had a good rookie year, and then maybe this is who he is. I mean, I don't know. I mean, and then the very next pitch, he hits a home run 467. So, I mean, he shut me the fuck up, and I couldn't be more happy that he shut me up like that. But, I mean,
needed that so bad. I mean, you see his confidence is definitely back.
Yeah, he needed it more than he could breathe. I mean, ever since that home run, and we knew it too. Even the announcers were saying it, like, baseball's such a streaky sport that, like, all it takes is one home run, and then he can get hot as fuck now. Like,
exactly.
He is so hot. And we haven't even talked about Gleyber yet.
Oh my gosh.
Gleyber's a fucking beast.
I fucking love him.
Like, he's really, really good.
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't stop. He doesn't slow down. He just keeps going.
He's the one, aside from DJ, and this is like a mini slump. This isn't even a slump. Gio, aside from those three, but Gleyber has actually never slumped.
Gleyber hasn't slumped this year. He has it. He started off like not that hot, but then we played the Orioles, and he just loved hitting home runs, so that like got him going. But
oh my god,
he's up near 290, 300 all season. He's hitting home run. He has like what?
Loves it.
31
now.
Like what?
He just loves it.
He's not supposed to like hit that many home runs.
Exactly.
It's so cool. Like, and at the same time, he's been here all year. He's never been hurt. I shouldn't fucking say that.
He did get hurt for a little bit.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He didn't play. Remember, he came back in the dugout, and he was all smiling like a little kid. He came back in the dugout during one of the games because he didn't go on the road trip because he went to the hospital.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that was
last
week.
He came back in the dugout.
Yeah,
he's like, yo, what's up, boys?
He only missed like two games. Not even.
Yeah,
like,
no, it wasn't
like
a big
game.
Deal. I mean, in the grand scheme of things. I mean, DJ actually never got hurt. Knock on wood right now. But, I mean, he's been Mr. Reliable for us. I mean, literally since he's been wearing those goggles, he has been.
They're still on.
He's played two games with goggles.
Please.
Two games with goggles. He went. What did he go for the first game? Because last night he went 4-for-4. I think he went 3-for-4. So he's literally batting. So he's like batting like 900.
I feel like every
game
he's hitting a home run.
So he has four home runs. He has four home runs with goggles on in two games, and he's batting about 900. Gleyber should never take these goggles off. I mean, could you imagine if he just had bad eyesight before and he was still making an All-Star team in his first 2 years at 21, 22 years old? Now for the rest of the year, if he's wearing these goggles, like, imagine where we're looking at, like, an A-Rod or something like that just come out of nowhere.
Like, face mask LeBron.
Face mask LeBron. But, like, he actually needed these glasses. Like, he needs prescription. Nobody told him, though.
Yeah, I mean, that would be kind of sick.
So he can never take them off.
No. And if he does take them off, then he's going to go for 5.
I'm really excited to see what happens when he does take them off and not play with them on.
Why would he ever take them off, though?
I don't know. Maybe he has them on.
He's not going to take his goggles off.
He's going to get a crack at him.
So
just take him off.
Did you see him, like, sitting in the dugout, like, during the game? I don't know if you were watching, but he was just, like, he just is such, like, an innocent guy. Like, he was just sitting there, and he was, like, looking into his goggles, like, what? Oh. He was, like, looking into his goggles and, like, just checking for glare and stuff like that. And it just looked so funny. Like, he was just by himself, and, like, Gio, like, threw, like, sunflowers at him. Like, it was so funny.
I think he's just always so happy, and I love it.
Yeah,
he's like his little smile.
Like,
exactly.
I mean, he's, like, literally, like, legally almost a kid.
He's like the Devers equivalent. Like, Matt always talks about Devers and how he's, like, his favorite player because he just can do no wrong. He's so young, so innocent.
That's so true.
Yeah, like, I mean, the thing with him is, like, we always compare Gleyber to Javi. Like, they have such similar swag and, like, ability, obviously, and they're both, like, not huge, I mean, nah, Javi got hockey as hell, but Glaber's, like, not that big, but still hits mad home runs for no reason. Like, here's the thing, like,
I mean, he can just hit.
I don't mean to, like, ever take a stab at Glaber, but, like, maybe Glaber's not that good of a fielder.
No.
Has that been addressed?
What do you mean? I mean, he does have a large amount of
errors. He makes a lot of errors.
Yeah, but
he's so flashy that, like, everybody just ignores it.
It kind of makes up for it.
And we also have to, like, give him a break because he's a shortstop that's, like, still learning second and still has to play short every, like, third game because Didi gets an off day. So, like, it might just be hard to be playing two positions so frequently. And, like, he can't get adjusted. But I think, like, come on.
He does make a lot of errors. It does kind of hide the errors. Like, when somebody or you, I think it was you who told me that he makes – like a large amount of errors. I forget what it was, like, pretty high in the league, honestly, in errors. And when somebody told me that, I was just shocked because of, like, I feel like the spectacular plays and, like, the flashy swag and, like, the fluid double plays for the most part, not last night, but it just hides the, like, all the errors he makes. But he is also 22 years old. Like, I mean, the bat is just, there's no teaching that. He's just a pure hitter. Through and through. I mean, but I think fielding can be taught. I mean, you can look at Devers right now. Devers was the worst fielder in the league last year. And now he's actually, I mean, I don't know if this is chat, but, like, Barletta was talking about him, or it was Dan. Dan is Danny Hot Takes. It's just the most nonsense. But he was saying, like, Devers is up there with, like, in terms of the third baseman rankings with, like, Matt Chapman. And I was like, that's gas. Like, you can't be saying that. But, like, the fact that that's,
like, statistically he is, or he's saying,
I think,
like,
it's statistically, like, fielding some
his percentage,
not his percentage, maybe, I don't know, something along those lines. But it's not even, like, it is outlandish because it's Matt Chapman. He's got, like, the highest defensive WAR ever. But I mean, he has made a complete 180 in his defensive.
No bias. Metrics. No bias. No, actually, complete bias. Gio's a better fielder.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Then, like,
who?
Then Matt Chapman.
Awesome.
Like, Matt Chapman's nasty, but...
I mean, we'd have to look at some stats, but, I mean, they both can very much hold their own. Like, they're not... Matt Chapman isn't, like, head and shoulders above Gio by any means. But, I mean, I can't say that he's better than him. I can just say, like, they're both really good fielders, and there's no metric.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see that meme? What was the meme, P?
It said Homer Bailey against
everyone else.
It's a pitching machine, and then Homer.
No, Bailey, how everybody else sees Homer Bailey, and it was a pitching machine, and then how the Yankees see Homer Bailey, and it was Randy Johnson. Like, apparently, and what are we talking about? Liam Hendricks. Apparently, he's, like, the best pitcher in history. Like, Mo Rivera. It's crazy. Are we still talking about that?
No, we're done talking about the
Athletics. Fuck the Athletics. They suck. They're going to lose in the wild card again. Probably not. Definitely not to us because we're not going to be in the wild card. But they're going to lose.
Not going to make it.
Why? We're still talking about the A's. We're done. Move on. Like, also, like, a kind of a bad little. I want to move on to a happier subject. We'll get there. We gotta still vent a little bit. But Kev asked the question before, and we were saying, like, how locked up is the East?
Yeah, I'm a pessimist. I'm a pessimistic fan, so I'm always, like, playing devil's advocate with the Yankees, just because, like, I want them to win so bad that I always have to question it. So, like, how tight are we in this division? Like,
it's not
where,
close.
It's locked?
It's not close.
Nine
it's not.
Games, like, it should be, but, like, what if everything just went wrong? That would fucking suck.
Yeah, that's with anything.
Like, we just got swept, though.
Everything. Okay, all right, so Chicken Little. The sky isn't falling.
But now we're playing the Dodgers. Like,
yeah, I get it, but, like,
it's
not a good feeling. That I could say that. It's not a good feeling getting swept and going against the best team in baseball
right
now.
Like, if we were down nine games, I'd be like, we're fucking done. But, like, we're up nine games, and I'm like,
is nine games safe?
Yeah,
nine games is really a lot of games.
Yeah,
so you have to realize that you actually have to lose nine straight, and they have to win nine straight for them to be back. And there's not much time left.
Yeah.
There's a month and change left in baseball.
Yeah, and, like, we're gonna get better soon. Right. Yeah.
What was the max we were up on them? I think it was like 10 and a half.
I know.
So, like,
once it looks
single digits,
amazing. It's actually eight right now.
Is it eight?
Yeah,
oh, no. That hurt him. That actually hurt him so much.
Fucking sucked the life out of me. Fuck.
No. So, it's fine. I mean, that's also coming...
It's fine. We're
that's
fine.
Also
I'm
coming
fine.
Off four games we lost in a row. So, like, this is, like,
yeah.
The worst of the worst because we lost four in a row, so it's going to look bad.
But what if it becomes five tonight?
Okay,
that
dude.
Sucks. All right.
Well, you know, I mean, no. We'll get to the Dodgers series, but I think the sky isn't falling. This is a team that's still... is 40 games over 500. We still have an 8-game lead. I thought it was 9, but 8-game lead in the division. we still are. I mean, the best thing we can get is home field advantages. That's the highest award we can get for this season.
Yeah.
And we are still a game up over the Astros.
Yeah.
So home field advantage is extremely very much on the table.
No, what do you mean?
Because
it's likely.
Right it's now. Likely. It's going to be a tight race, but like we're playing bad, but so are the Astros, and we're not. I don't even know why you brought that up about the division. The division is all but finished. We just don't have the letter next to the standings to clinch it yet.
That's what I fucking
mathematically so get it yet. I mean, nobody has that.
No.
But
we'll be able to get that for
the only people we should be looking out for, like even on this West Coast trip when we're playing teams like the Dodgers. Like, what does it really matter? Yeah, it's a World Series preview, but right now, like, we're not in a race with them. So it doesn't
matter. No, but I don't give a fuck about, like, I don't want to go in there and make a statement like, oh, well, I really do. I want to go in there and be like, yeah, no.
We're oh, it matters. Team. It matters.
But I'm just saying, like, all eyes are on these teams. I just want to, like, because it's, like, such a lock that they're going to World Series, in my opinion. I know it's baseball. Anything could happen. But, like, they're better than their last two teams.
Yeah. You know? I mean, yeah.
And who else in the East? Like, the Braves? They're not going to beat
the Braves
them.
Are good.
They're not going to beat them in a series. They're not gonna
you don't
beat
know
them.
That. You don't know that. I mean, they do have tough starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, it's like the Cubs. Cubs have postseason experience, but their pitching's not doing that well.
All right, so I mean, why don't we just get into the Dodgers series now?
Yeah,
all right,
we
so
are
I mean,
into the Dodgers series.
Yeah, there. I thought. All right, so I mean,
we're
so
in
tonight,
the middle of talking about that.
So we're talking about this series. This is before the first game has started. It'll be out before that. I don't know how many of you are going to be listening to it, like right before the game starts. But tonight we got Paxton versus Ryu. Arguably, I mean.
So why don't we get into Paxton versus Ryu?
It's hard to put a no. Fuck you. It's hard to put a like title on it to call. We don't have an ace, as much as we want to say it. Maybe Domingo.
We have four number threes.
We have four number threes
and a number seven.
And some of them can show flashes of two, but never a one. And
now, yeah.
I mean,
now Tanaka's a bona fide two.
That's actually crazy that you call him a bona fide two. Like, it's a
like,
great thing.
Like, he is a two. And in the playoffs, he's
like
a great.
Like a hard two.
Like yeah,
never
a hard two.
Never one. He'll show, he'll have one, two, three games a year where he is lights out. Like I
oh,
said
he
before.
Is the one.
He's the one.
Yeah. And
like,
that,
the only
then
one.
Never comes back.
And then the next game, he'll come out and give up five and a third end of an inning. And then
jerk off.
I mean, is it just me or does his stuff look flat?
No.
Like, I feel like I can hit it.
No, you can't. I can strike out Babe Ruth, but you're not touching Tanaka.
I think I can.
Tanaka could pitch lefty and you still wouldn't hit.
I can hit lefty.
Lefty-lefty
fuck
matchup.
Tanaka. I mean, he needs to come out next game and just be lights out. Is he pitching again this series?
No.
At the very least,
tonight. We have three games against him.
So let's talk
about. You watch baseball?
Yeah, I watch
a
lot of baseball all the time. Whatever. Yeah. So. We got Ryu.
Yes.
Ryu has a 1.64 ERA.
That's insane.
I haven't watched him pitch. I know he's been crazy good, but I mean, what kind of, like does he
no,
what kind of stuff got. Does he have? Like he's a fat.
I mean,
he's a big fat guy. Like, he's never been good. Like he's been fine, but he's never been this.
He's never been good. He's always been good.
Good.
He's never been the best.
He's been a bona fide. He's been a bona fide three. For
no, he's been a two. He's always been a two.
Oh, he's been a two. Well,
now he's the one.
It's kind of crazy that he's the one over like Kershaw. Like if you're for the game one of their series, he's gonna get the ball over Kershaw.
Kind of have to. He's gonna win the Cy Young.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. It's
exactly
kind of like over a name like
were.
Kershaw, and Kershaw's having a great year too.
That's exactly how things were with the Mets though. Like it was Syndergaard. He was the hero, and then it was just
DeGrom.
But DeGrom was just like better. Like he has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at Ryu's numbers, and he's pitched 35 more innings than Paxton and has 20 less strikeouts. I've never seen him pitch because I've never watched the Dodgers.
I've seen him pitch
all the time. Ground ball. It's just,
you?
Yeah.
He's a ground ball
in the
pitcher.
Show, we've been playing a ton of games with the Dodgers.
I never use him because I just don't fucking believe in him. I truly don't. Unless I see it tonight and he wipes the floor with us, I really think if anybody can get to him, it's us.
No, we can hit
him.
I mean, if
he's
a pitch to contact guy, we love contact.
That's what I'm saying.
Like contact is great. Like contact goes over the fence.
I'm excited to watch.
That's crazy though.
I really like watching the Dodgers play, and I'm excited that this series is there because I love like watching games at that field. It's sick.
Yeah, man. I want to go there. Didn't you say like what was the last time we played them?
2013.
We played them in 2013.
Alfonso Soriano was in our lineup.
Ooh, yeah, read off the lineup.
And
that was at Yankee Stadium, right?
Yeah.
That might have been. I mean, we haven't played them since 2013. I mean, these are two of the biggest franchises in baseball in the world, honestly. And the schedule makers don't put us against them.
Used to be Brooklyn. Like,
and they're two of the. And we knew going into the season they're two of the best teams. And they still, like, for years to come, the last 3 years, both have been some of the tops in the league going into it, like the hopes I'm talking about. And the schedule makers still decide to not play us against them. Like, why?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like getting a lottery ticket and saying, no, I'm good.
It's kind of like,
they would get the best ratings in the world if these two teams played.
No, but it's kind of smart because, like, right now, this year, like, we're literally the two best teams in baseball. And, like, by waiting, it's that much more hype.
That's true. I mean, it's been
like, Dodger Stadium's going to be sold out.
This has been sold out. It's been sold out.
Like, this is what they marked their calendars for. So just some highlights of that lineup from 2013. Brett Gardner was still on the team. Derek Jeter, Cano, Soriano, Vernon Wells, Jason Nix, Chris Stewart, the catcher, and Hiroki Kuroda was pitching.
What?
And then their lineup looks like this lineup I swear they had for like 7 years. I mean, nobody's still on.
Yeah, Yasiel Puig was on there. That was like his rookie year.
Puig. Oh my god.
Puig.
We're on this.
Puig. Yeah, no, but I mean, I think this is a really good. I mean, we are going into this series not really with the best momentum. I would have liked to get to sneak by and get one, maybe going with a little bit of steam. But it is also like a new scenery. We kind of, I even said this before. I think it's almost as if we were looking past the A's because we knew that the Athletics, or we were looking past the A's because we knew the Dodgers were next. And everyone's all, like, hyped about that. And, like, the A's are kind of just there.
Just not a thing, though.
What? I mean, that's just my perspective on it.
You just – see, me and you are the opposite kind of fans. Like
– why?
I'm like, oh, I can't believe they just shit the bed. And you're like, no. Like, they were doing this on purpose to get to the Dodgers.
I don't say – I'm not saying that.
You're extremely
optimistic.
Why would
I ever say
– and I'm not extremely pessimistic, but I'm pessimistic.
And that's why we're friends. Just – I mean, you can't be – but you're –
Pepper, baby.
You're a little too pessimistic, though. I mean, because we're both in opposite directions, though. Whatever. But going into this series, I'm excited. It's really exciting, honestly. I mean, the fucking celebs are going to be out. Like, everyone's going to be going to these games.
Vinny Chase.
Yeah, Vinny Chase will be out. But, I mean, there's just so many, like, highlight names that are going to be in these games. I feel like, is it just me or whenever we play other teams, we kind of have been missing the aces sometimes. Like, we haven't been getting the full brunt of the other team. Like, we're going to face Ryu.
We're not facing teams with, like, serious aces.
No, but, like, sometimes, I don't know, that's just me. But, I mean, we do face Verlander all the time.
Yeah,
we never miss him. But
I wish we missed
him. We're facing Ryu, then was it Kershaw? And then
Kershaw's game three.
Yeah.
Who was the game two?
Last time I checked, it was undecided, but.
Oh, no, it was some weirdo.
So it's not, praying it's not walking.
No, it's not. It was some weirdo.
That would be a gauntlet.
Yeah, I mean, so game two, that's circle your calendars.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one.
Guess who's pitching for us?
CeCe Sabathia.
CeCe Sabathia.
Fuck.
All right. So that's he's going to go one. And then that'll be a bullpen day. So is he an opener?
I feel so
is
bad
he an opener now?
For ripping on him because, like, he is my boy.
He's
like,
the man.
Stop. Just get him off the field.
I know.
And it's going to be a big deal because this is his last time in Dodger Stadium unless they meet again in the playoffs.
I mean, that's the shit that's like, oh, it's the last Tuesday of first semester when the grass is cut halfway and the sun is like directly. Yeah, I get it. But, like, it's going to be his last everything. Like, that was his last strike thrown. I mean, probably because he fucking sucks. That was his last strike thrown ever. Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I say yeah, but, like, he's not
right now. Not right now. I mean, I feel like him being in the league right now is just tainting his resume, his career resume.
Nah.
I mean, you got to know when to go out.
Nah, because the playoffs have been so good.
I mean,
like, he's never been bad in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, let's see. That's why I think he'd be great in the playoffs. You just fed into my point. You were saying no before, and now you're saying.
I still don't want him to.
I don't know. I think he'd be good out of the pen. I don't want Hap touching the field.
No.
J-Hap sucks. Like, all of our starting pitching suck.
He's the worst.
He's the worst. And that's crazy that you're the worst of this bad pitching staff.
He was so good last year also.
Yeah. He was so – I mean, he was not so good.
Not so good, but, I mean –
He wasn't this. I mean, Yeah, it was a good pickup. I mean, he was horrible in that Red Sox series.
Yeah.
He was juice. I remember they zoomed in on his hands, like when he was holding the ball. He was just jittery and shit. It was crazy. I mean, yeah. So that's that. We don't want the pitchers. The starting pitcher.
When this happened in the series, he doesn't get to pitch.
That's a silver lining. Yeah. Like, that's good.
We got Paxton, CC, Domingo. But I'd rather have than CC.
I want Domingo to come out because this is a good test for him, too.
Yeah. This is against Clayton.
That's tough. That's a bullpen day, though. If we can save the bullpen, hopefully, that's the thing. We need Paxton to go at least 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like asking for.
Is that going to.
Even a better chance of shitting gold.
Yeah. Let's say he does.
Dude, the first inning over is a lock. Tommy, you hear that?
Every single game.
The first inning over tonight.
That is actually a lock. I'm gonna put everything on that.
Yeah, I might put 50 on it. Like, if you're down, I'm down.
Shut up. We're being so pessimistic right now.
Am I wrong?
There's a lot of whatever. Shut up.
I hope you're wrong.
There's a lot of great things that we did see. Like we said, with Judge and Glaber, everything like that. This is still the same team that's doing all these great things. All the adversity they've dealt with. Like we're going into this series, and I think they can just turn it around. This is a good. Like this could be a really good moment. Like they're not gonna. They realize that it's such a like big moment right now, and like this, there's so much going into this series. The magnitude of this series matters so much because it is a World Series preview. I think if there's ever a time for them to be able to turn the switch and just cut a slump right there, just because you know the magnitude of something. Like if the playoffs started today, and you're going in with such a bad slump, I feel like that alone can spark you.
Yeah,
like that alone, just that. All right, dude. Like, let's relax. Like, we know how big this is right now. Like, you can't just, like, you just look at each other and be like, yo, we're good.
They're going to throw the A's series out the window. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
Like, they're That's coming what I'm in saying. And, like, they've been, I get, they like, this has been marked on the calendar. And, like, the way that, like, watch the MLB Instagram today. Like, it's going to be.
They're hyped about it.
Since I bet you there's going to be one of those posts, one of those. The last like time we just the Dodgers about. And Yankees played,
I mean, look, you should do
blah,
a
blah,
bet.
Blah, blah, was president. Blah, blah, blah was...
Yeah. They show, like, the flashback pictures. Yeah. It was 2013. The world wasn't flat.
I was just gassing.
Yeah, gas. Like, but, I mean, we should do a bet on how many times the announcers mentioned, like, oh, this is the last time.
Let's do a friendly bet. Us three, $5. Not one drink tonight. On how many posts MLB has prior to tonight's game about the Yankees.
What's the over-under?
And the Dodgers. No, we have to guess the exact number.
I'd say 3.
Is that
what do you mean? Is that crazy?
I'm going 5.
I was going to say 5. 3, but I'll say 4.
I'll
meet you in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do 3. We have all of them. I mean, what if they do none?
What if they don't post anything.
It at all? Yeah, are you counting what they've already posted?
No, I haven't seen anything.
Like, is it just today?
Today before the game.
I think they already posted one.
That easy. I mean, I can guarantee you. They woke up today and they were like.
Or like yesterday, they probably did.
You know what? 5 is crazy because they're going to just post so much during the game. Before the game, it's probably going to be like 2.
I mean,
regardless, I'm still.
Talking about this series again, I mean, it being just such a great test. I mean, the starting pitching, as we've mentioned this whole past like 15 minutes, we just shit on the entire pitching staff. But we do also have to realize that this is the best bullpen in the league.
Wow.
Like, we can just pass the torch to them. I mean, if they can get us, the starting pitching just needs to be there. Like, it needs to just check the box, get out of the game, and just pass the torch.
But a lot of times, they're literally not. They hurt us.
They fuck us so bad, and they leave us.
Just take the wind out of our sails.
That's the worst, too. So why don't we just call our starting pitching the bullpen, and then call the bullpen the starting pitching. And then just make all openers. Just open with Ottavino. Did I crack the code?
No, I don't think you did.
I'm saying if Adam Ottavino opens the game, because hear me out. Adam Ottavino or Chapman or someone like that opens the game. They come in. They're used to high leverage. They're going out with low leverage, so it's even easier for them. I don't know if they feed off that. Regardless, they come in the game. And that allows us to not get the wind knocked out of our sails. We are guaranteeing zeros in the opening of the game.
No, you're
and
not.
Then, why? What I'm saying is we have a better shot than putting our starting pitching out there. And if our bullpen's out there blanking everybody to start the game for at least 2 innings or something like that, then it gives our offense a chance to get up early, and then we can just keep them down.
Sneaky, one of the dumbest takes you've ever had.
I'm just thinking out loud.
Like, That was idiotic.
Okay, sorry.
Not to rip you.
Sorry, guys.
But that was dumb.
Okay, whatever. But the bullpen is confirmed good, and
like you pitched in high school.
Okay, dude. I was just making. I was just taking a take, and it didn't.
Hot.
It airballed. You know what? I'm gonna believe in it still. So.
Okay, good for you.
When I own a team,
I like to imagine how really.
Yeah.
So like we're good. Dodgers are still good. We're better, maybe. Hope. Our pitching bad. Could be worse. Not really. Might be. All right. Lineup. They're doing their thing.
Yeah.
They're still doing that hockey.
What? The bats?
The lineups, yeah.
No, they haven't. Not the A's series.
Yeah, because Walker Buehler is literally Cy Young. But like,
are you talking?
I mean,
talking
I'm sorry, Homer Bailey. I always confuse Walker Buehler and Homer
why?
Bailey. They both got stupid names.
They look nothing alike.
Walker, Homer.
What do you
like, those aren't names.
I don't know why we're not talking about that. I was about to talk about the A's again. But,
yeah.
I mean.
But yeah, no, we're fine. We're fine. We're good. Now, one thing I want to talk about is how much I fucking hate the Mets. Like, I know Yankees 161st, but like, fuck the Mets.
I don't think I hate the Mets. I think I hate Mets fans.
Me too.
That's
I mean,
it.
Yeah. What they call them on the short porch, they call them sewer rats.
Yeah.
And I think that's the perfect way to describe them.
Yeah.
They're
mean,
all coming out of the woodwork.
It is so it's
like you come out and you like we're that's the crazy thing and the difference between us and them is we are upset right now. We're like really sad and distraught about losing 3 games, and we still have 83 wins. And they're like jumping for
shit.
Joy. They're jumping for joy when they beat the Nationals, and they're cheering. They're saying "fuck the Yankees." Like, are we really that?
I think that is
we're really
just,
that much in your
so
head?
The most
campsite.
What? Can't we literally have
rent
just made a home?
We're
literally.
Rent free up there.
It's
imagine
crazy
winning a game
and then
and having be a fan of the hottest team in MLB and chanting Yankees.
We're so just in the back
what?
Of their minds. That is definition.
Tough.
That is
tough.
Definition of Big Brother.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like when
no,
you like you're playing against your big brother and you beat him one time in basketball and you never let him hear the end of it. Like they win one game and all of a sudden they're like, oh, they're not even playing us.
No.
Like yeah, they could have said that when we were playing them. They'd split series with us all the time just because, you know, that's baseball, Susan. But like, I mean, it's just crazy that they even call us out like that. They're literally sewer rat fuck. They're fucking terrible people.
Like John?
I hate John.
Bro, stop. John, like
he's,
John.
He's the worst fan of every team.
John doesn't even like the Mets. 95 games
it,
a year.
He just says it to piss us off.
You know what? Yeah, you know what he says.
Mern too.
But
I can never get mad at Mern.
Oh, Mern's here.
It
I
works.
Can't wait to go see.
Oh, I thought you were saying he was right behind.
No,
no.
Mern's just like early April. Mern is so bad because the Mets are always so tough.
We have to bring him. We have to bring
every
him on. There.
That's crazy.
Man. Every Mets fan.
Yeah, we got to bring him on.
Dude,
did you hear what he said? He was
what?
Talking about how the. I mean, it's. He was saying like, oh, yo, like Pete Alonso, the polar bear. He's better than Judge. Like, okay. You
he
can't even listen to yourself right now.
He
but he believes it. He believes it.
He starts to believe.
I thought he was fully joking.
Like,
I thought he was fully joking, and then he just goes, yeah, no, I'm dead serious. Like, okay.
How?
That's nuts. I mean, fuck. Well, that's enough talking about those fucking horrible human beings that are the Mets fans.
I want to hear some takes out of Tommy two times over here.
Uh-oh.
What do you got for us, Tommy? This is our friend Tommy Colicchio. He actually doesn't know he doesn't know a thing about baseball, but he's got some information for us. Inside scoop, what do you got?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the 161 podcast. Just want to say what's up. This is Tommy Two Times coming to you live from Raleigh Department. I just wanted to break up the monotony in this podcast a little bit. Talk about the Chick-fil-A and Popeyes controversy that's going on.
That's
at
what the episode
is
brought to you by.
The episode's not brought to us by Chick-fil-A or Popeyes. We are looking for sponsorships, though. Zaxby's, please reach out to us.
Fucking Zaxby's.
In other words, so there's been a recent controversy for people who don't know on various social media platforms about which one is better, the chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A or the chicken sandwich at Popeyes. So I just wanted to see what you guys think, if you had any opinions on the matter. Me,
doing?
Personally, I'd say Chick-fil-A any day of the week, but...
Dude. I just tried the Popeyes one.
You did trip. You actually did try.
I didn't go get it myself. I've literally never walked in a Popeyes.
Yeah, I was just gonna say when. I don't
no,
think
but
I
John
ever
the
Popeyes.
Other day, John was like, "All right, can't take reading about this shit anymore. I'm going to find out for myself."
What's the verdict?
He grabbed that sandwich and I took a bite, dude. I can't lie.
Good.
Tough.
Okay.
Like honestly, I think it might be better.
Okay,
yeah.
But I'm seeing over Twitter that some Popeyes establishments are running out of their sandwiches.
Yeah, that is another thing that's been brought up. That's another fact you can't
beat. Like White Claws.
Yeah, it's kind of like the White Claw craze, the White Claw truly type debate.
Holy shit.
I see a lot of parallels there. I see what you're talking about. But I don't know. I say just based off numbers alone, I'd say Popeyes is definitely in the money right now, considering off what P just said before about how they're running out of chicken sandwiches all over the place. But Chick-fil-A is a classic. You can't beat it. Kind of like the Yankees and the Mets, that's what you guys were talking about before.
Way to hammer it back. Way to circle back.
Yankees are the classic Chick-fil-A. Can't beat it. Everybody loves it, but they don't want to deny
it. It's basically Yankees but, Dodgers, if you think about it.
Yeah, it kind of is like anything you can think of. Just say it on the podcast. Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I have for today, guys. It's great having me here. You guys are a great group of guys. And thanks for having me on the 161 podcast, guys.
Love that.
Wait, Tom. Before you go, tell them to like and subscribe, everything like that. Give them the whole.
And like and subscribe to, what is it? The 161 podcast on Instagram? What's it?
The 161 pod.
161 pod on Instagram, Twitter?
Twitter, YouTube, everything.
Yo, if they're listening, they know.
Okay, cool. So if you're listening, we got you already.
By the words kept. All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks, Tommy, two times. That was great. Great job.
That was our first featured guest.
Yeah.
First of many. We're going to have a few that are a little bit more relevant to baseball, but that one was a huge shout out to Tommy. Thank you, Tommy. So let's move on to another topic that's actually baseball related. That was just our little attempt to get some sponsorships. Just kind of like the first one, Montauk Brewing. Go Montauk, love you guys. So why don't we get into a little bit of the injury updates? That's I feel like that should just be a staple in this podcast because there's just so many all the time, and it's always just information that you want to know. So, I mean, we got a lot of things injury-wise. We got Boone talking about how Seve and Betances are going to come back in the middle of September. Giancarlo came out and said that he thinks he'll be back before the playoffs start.
He's lying.
I mean, what is that nonsense about? What is that nonsense about? He's going 75% to 85% on the anti-gravity treadmill.
He doesn't.
What
know
the fuck is an anti-gravity treadmill? What does that mean? You can't walk? I broke my toe. God. I could still walk.
Imagine you just like, you didn't break your fucking
it's
toe
not
enough of that shit.
Confirmed, it's not broken, everybody. For those who are worried, but it is still purple, and the nail is falling off. But I did still go to the game the day of when I had a little bit of a scare.
But I'm convinced at this point that Giancarlo Stanton is just lying.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. What the
he
fuck's
has no
wrong.
Fucking idea.
He's just such a brick.
Yeah, I swing the bat when I get back for sure. But until then, I don't really know what hurts.
Just fucking come.
Giancarlo Stanton literally has bricks in his brains, and he has no
we might
idea.
Be chatting.
I don't know. I think it's a mixture of him and Boone have no idea what's going on. Injury updates. They're just the medical staff just doesn't tell anybody what's going.
They're
on.
They're just the mess. Yeah. All they do is they just answer the questions.
I mean, legs feed the wolves, right?
Luke Voigt's coming back soon. Luke Voigt is playing in AAA now.
Is he?
I mean, he's slated to play. I don't know the exact date, but I think it's like. Gotta be this weekend.
I mean, he just has the sports hernia, which does require surgery, but he's just gonna put it off. You can play through it. I have heard though a bit of a pessimistic take on this because so I forget who was saying it, but they were saying how sports hernias generally aren't really the best thing to play through. Like you can visibly tell that you're not as good. So I mean, if that is the case, being realistic here, would we prefer him to play through it and not give us maybe the best potential out of his production?
Yeah.
Or do we take somebody else?
Yes, because like he's probably not going to start anyway.
Over who?
He's actually definitely not going to start. Because like Edwin Encarnacion says that he's like he's feeling a little better, but he's still like 3 to 5 weeks out.
Where did you hear that?
I read it.
I thought that was like 2 weeks ago.
I read and know things.
Wow.
A drink and I know things. No, I mean, I remember seeing Meredith Marakovic apparently like saw him in the stadium or something. And he went up to her like with a giddy smile on his face and like just started rotating his wrist around.
Yeah, look what I can do.
He's like,
hey
Meredith,
check this out.
Look at this. And then like, I think he like said nothing and ran away. No, he didn't do that. But look at this. And he's just doing both of them. But I mean, he's still a ways away, but it is looking up for his wrist at least.
Yeah.
I mean, the mobility is huge. He did fracture it, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, that's good to see that. I mean, everybody seems like there's no setbacks. Is what I was trying to say.
Hicks is still pretty far off, but
I think Hicks
for playoffs.
You think?
Like I hope.
I don't. I think Hicks is probably the worst off.
Yeah, no, I think
just throwing arms too.
So then, if we go around,
I think it's you have certain people that are locked into their positions. So it's Judge, Didi, Glaber, and
Gio now.
Gio. And DJ.
Yeah.
And DJ.
Like they all need to start. So.
Well, Sanchez too.
Yeah, obviously.
So those. So how many of those? How many positions are open now?
There's basically that are
left
even
field,
debatable
field.
Left field, center field, and
first.
DH.
First.
No,
and
first.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Because
yeah.
First is
well, yeah, that's
DJ.
The
yeah.
That's the best infield that we're gonna put out there. It's gonna be DJ at first, Glaber at second, Didi at short, Gio at third. That's gonna be how
yeah,
it is. No
so
matter no injuries or not, that is the infield.
Yeah. So then you basically have three competitions left, and it's Stanton comes back. I think it's his to lose. Gardner, if Hicks isn't back, so Talkman.
You think it's his to lose?
I think it should be. Stans.
I mean, last time he played, even the season when he's been playing well. He's hitting the ball hard. Like he, I think
exactly.
He played nine games, and I think he still ranks in the tops of exit below, like for the season.
Yeah, he just hits the ball.
He
so
came in for nine
hard.
Games and he rips them. Like, and they're singles too.
Yeah,
and they're just fucking hovering.
That's why,
they're cutting the grass. Like they're hovering over the grass or the turf, whatever the fuck it is. But
his pure ability is enough to play him. Like,
yeah,
the fact that he can do what he can do, like you're playing him.
And
so
I hate that guy. If you're that guy who says that we're better off without Stanton, I think I've said this before in the
you're
podcast.
You're chatting at like three of the people that like are on
yeah.
this podcast with us.
You say that? Oh, no, on our podcast. But
yeah.
Oh, like, who else says that?
Brooks
said,
Corey,
I mean, Brooks
Briz.
Is. Yeah, Brooks says it all. If you're that guy, fuck
Briz
that guy.
Too.
Fuck those people.
Yeah.
That's just nonsense. The guy's an MVP removed from, what, 2 years ago?
Yes.
And last year he played, somebody told me, like, oh, I thought Stanton was hurt all year last year. The guy had 100 RBIs last year. He wasn't. He played a lot. And he didn't miss much time at all of that. The guy is an MVP
he just didn't play
2 years ago.
He last
yeah.
year.
He
also
put up the MVP numbers.
He's
adjusted to a new city. He put up MVP numbers. And that's why this season was supposed to be the one where he comes back and puts up those video game numbers again once he's settled. But the injury bug hurt him. Which makes me think if all it is with him is it's a matter of if he's good to go, he'll be good. And he's not, he even said himself, it's not even a selfish way of saying it. He said, I am not going to go out. That's why I'm happy. Like, if he's on that field, he will be good to go. He's not going to be one that's pushing it because
he doesn't need to.
He doesn't need to, and he realizes he doesn't want to ruin his long term career.
Yeah.
And that's fair to
he
the
also
guy.
Had him for like 7
yeah, it's fair to the guy. I mean, that's why I love it. If he's on that field, you know he's 100% good to go. Like, he's been cleared.
Yeah. So then we say it's him. Like, we all agree we want him. So then center field is probably Gardner. Talkman's probably left out.
No.
And I think DH...
I don't fully agree with that. But continue through your lineup, though.
DH is Encarnacion over Voit.
You think not every game?
No. I think, though. I think Voit gets in there. I think Voit plays first one game. DJ.
Yeah.
A DH is maybe Gio gets a game off, DJ plays third.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you could rotate Gio to get it. Because, I mean,
I hate that.
It is the entire playoffs, though. So we do adjust the lineup every single time. We aren't taking somebody out, but, like, if somebody needs a break, because they're going to be gassing it all the time, and if you need to be fresh, like, if you throw, like, DJ, I want him playing every day in the field, but, I mean, sometimes you need a break. We do have breaks in between series, if God willing, we keep moving on. But, I mean, you do have to mess around with the lineup.
I personally think my lineup
would be center field, to be honest. I think I'm going to put Talkman out there. Talkman is one of the best fielders we have. He's just a football guy out there. He just looks like a fucking cornerback out there. He just can rot. He can do everything in the field. I don't see him making any errors in the field, do you, P?
No.
I don't see anything. I don't see him making any errors. I mean, the guy can hit. He's still batting 300. This isn't just fool's gold. He's been just Mr. Consistent. We're talking about consistency. He's been, since he's been up, since his number has been called, just amazing. Like, everything he needed to do, he did it.
Yeah.
And he's fast. He does everything. Like, I'm sorry. I'm going to take him over Gardner. I love Gardner. Big locker room guy. He could be in the dugout just, like, banging away. I mean... That could be his role for the playoffs. I think Gardner just sits in the dugout and gets the team fired up, just bangs his bat, and he gets ejected, and then we get hyped.
I don't hate it.
So that's my center fielder. That's my pick, long story short. But I think, who else we got? I mean, I'm going to put I'm going to put Stan in left. Because I think, I mean, everyone even thinks, just because his bat's so good, dude, and he's such a big body, and he's such a big body, I think that, I mean, he's still a great fielder. Like, he came in during his 9 games, and he actually made great plays. Like, he did that one where he almost fell into the crowd and caught it, and he has a cannon of an arm, everything like that. He's a good fielder. He can hold his own in the field.
Yep.
So I'm going to put Stanton there, and I'm going to put Encarnacion, because Encarnacion's bat. We have a lot of guys that can bat. We have a lot of high average batting average guys, and I think we do need. I mean, even with Judge not hitting as many home runs as he's used to, we need that guy in the middle of the lineup who's going to hit home run. Like it's home run or bust. Like there's that fear.
Yeah,
that he's a true cleanup guy.
Yeah, because we have a bunch of average guys, so let's get the power.
Him and Gary, the two guys like that. But Gary's a better pure hitter too. So, do I dare bring up the name? I think you know where I'm going with this. Clint Frazier.
I thought you were going to say Greg Bird.
No, fuck Greg Bird.
I was very excited. Dude, you know how many people are just like sneaky dead? Like, Jacoby Ellsbury is plantar fasciitis, and he's out for two years.
They're just trying to
see. Yeah. He's dead.
No, they're just trying. They're trying to see how many years is left? It's one more year after this. Uh-huh. So I think I saw this on Twitter. They're like saying, how long can the Yankees just organization just fake these injuries to get through his contract so they can just keep paying him for whatever reason? They probably have some kind of like inside thing. Because they've just been milking this plantar fasciitis, or whatever you say it.
He gets paid to do nothing.
So nothing.
Literally nothing.
I mean, imagine that. And he's a pretty big contract,
Clint
doesn't
Frazier's not coming up. We're worried about maybe not even making the playoff roster. We just completely ignored Maben. I didn't even realize I did that.
Yeah, but I think it's for good reason, though.
Yeah, I don't see
it. I love Maben. I think he is going to be on the playoff roster because
Maben over Talkman for me.
That's crazy to me.
Talkman just tweaked out, dude. Maben's like done this all year.
I mean, they both kind of bring the same game.
Yeah.
They both are good fielders, got good speed. Maben has a little bit better speed.
Maben's more proven, though. Like, Maben's been good for a long time.
Yeah, but then again, you might be getting
veteran presence, his locker room stuff.
The breakout. He's going to be on the team, and I think
it's literally going to come down to one of those two first spot. Like, I don't think
is it?
Yes, it has to. Think about everybody else. Like, that's definitely going to be there, unless like Hicks is still hurt.
Well, then again, injuries might make the decision for us, though. Like, we might not come to that.
Yeah, if Hicks is like nearing return, like they're gonna put him on the roster. You know what I mean?
I mean, low key though, Hicks hasn't really been very good at hitting this year. He's been batting like .240.
He's also been like on and off with injuries.
That's true. That's true. He is really good.
He's a sneaky 5-tool player.
Very sneaky 5-tool player. Like he's got like what?
He got a little fat. He got a little gut. Yeah.
But I mean, he still moves. that catch he made is undeniable. Like,
yeah,
that's
in the field, he still moves. Unreal. Like, he doesn't steal bases anymore, really.
That's true.
Did he really ever like that?
He could.
If you wanted to.
I think I always thought that he was skinnier than he actually was. And then
he's always been a little bit thicker.
Is he really?
I don't know. Fuck, who cares what his fucking weight right now? But
he just looks more and more like Cora every year.
Whatever weight Gary lost,
he found. So weird.
Whatever weight Gary lost, he found. And he actually does look like Cora.
He's a spitting image.
He does. I never even thought about that.
I can't get that out of my mind now. I'm terrified.
Yeah.
That's so fucking weird.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. But... So what's your lineup be?
I mean, I don't hate the Talkman and center. Is Hicks gonna be ready for the playoffs or not?
I don't think it looks good for him.
Okay.
It's
so hard to leave Talkman out of the lineup. I mean, he's been, like you said, he's been so consistent and he can easily hit the ball so well. I mean, also for somebody who bats ninth in the lineup, that's huge. That's amazing. But he definitely has to be an outfield somewhere.
You guys are chatting.
What?
Why? What?
You can't sit Brett Gardner if it comes
why?
Down to it.
I don't,
why
I
not?
Mean,
bro, he's been good all year. Like he's still
what's good, yeah, but good for
runs.
Him.
He's been good, though. Like, he's been fine.
I'd rather take a 300 hitter.
He's not a real 300 hitter, Mike Talkman. He's not
is
a real
that, is he not? Is he not hitting 300?
Like, he probably is, but like not.
He's 28. He could be breaking out. He is breaking out.
Yeah, but why not take
guy the hasn't played more. Guy, has, guy hasn't though. Played more than... Because the veteran presence can do just fine in the locker room. Brett, low key, if you're talking about veteran presence, Brett is the most immature player on this team.
Sick,
Brett's a child who's not a child. He's the biggest man child in the world. You guys call me a man child? He's
a
man child.
You actually are a man
child. He's a man child. Brett Gardner is a man child. Love it. Kind of a dick when we were in the center field trying to call his attention, but that goes into the we get mad at people for doing their job.
He threw my friend a ball. And my friend just completely missed it.
Yeah, we were at telling the story about that. We were at the game.
It was my birthday, and I was like, throw me a ball.
It's my birthday. You can't talk to me.
And then he turned around and threw my friend a ball, and he just absolutely botched it. Went through his legs, and some other kid picked it up.
Also, that's why I don't think he makes the lineup. That was a bad throw. Brett's arm sucks.
Yeah, his arm. I hate watching him.
Okay, so it sounds like you're on our team with Tarpin. No, he's got a cannon too. He would have made that throw on the money.
Can't imagine it.
Let me ask you guys a question.
I don't see Tarpin in a lineup.
Let me ask you guys a question. A lot of people have been saying it in the DMs to us, and I've just been seeing it on Twitter too. This is before Judge has been breaking out of his slump, but not necessarily Judge. I don't like that. Glaber is batting in the eighth spot or back. I get it. They've been talking about it for a little while and so you're like, oh, like, yeah, it's a double leadoff. Like, he's on the back end, so it helps out, gets it going again. I get that a little bit, but at the same time, he's your best goddamn hitter. I want him in the fucking three.
Gary.
But another thing, too, like, you got to break up the lefty righties because we have such a righty heavy team.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it was David Cohn was saying it last night during the game. He was like, I get all those points we were just mentioning, but if the guy's your best hitter, you want him at the end of the game, because it was towards the end of the game. He said, Glaber might not get another at-bat this game, and that might come down to it. And then he did get an extra at-bat, and he hit that home run. So that's a perfect example of you want your best hitters getting the most at-bats, because you might not – that extra at-bat could literally be the game.
Gardner, Judge, Gary – DD.
Gardner leading off?
Right now.
DJ.
Oh, my God. DJ LeMay. He's on. My bad. I completely forgot about DJ. I'm bugging.
Yeah, you
DJ.
Had Gardner leading off in MLB The Show tonight. No, that was nonsense.
That was Chad. He's batting nine.
Okay, so have him at nine. No, he's not playing. DJ, I haven't. You haven't been playing.
DJ, Aaron, Gary, DD to get a lefty in, and then Glaber, and then Gio.
I'm not buying so much into the lefty or anything. I get it.
I really don't care.
I always liked it. How about this? How about we do DJ, Judge, Glaber, Didi, Gary in the five spot to break that up? And I think that just does enough. And then Encarnacion in the six. Off? No. DJ leading off, Judge batting two, Glaber batting three, Didi to break it up batting four, because he batted cleanup a lot in 2017.
Five?
Gary five, Encarnacion six. I mean, yeah, Gary's been batting like .240. I'd rather have those guys in the top of the order. So, I mean, then Gary and Encarnacion batting six. Who we got at seven? Regardless, I think that's how it should be. So that answers the question, I think. Torres needs to be moved up because he's proven to be our best hitter. He's got 31 home runs, batting close to .300. Best pure hitter on this team.
Well, I think we've summed it all up for today.
Yeah.
I think we're going into a huge series. We'll check back in after that. Follow us on, all that jazz. You probably already are. Got a website. Website selling shirts. We're going to be making new shirts. Make sure you go check those out. And keep the following going, guys. All you guys. Appreciate it a lot.
Love it. Everybody rate, subscribe. Help us out a lot. Makes us do all these things a lot more. Makes it more, we're having fun doing it regardless. We'll do it for free, but helps us out a lot if we get a lot of good ratings and everything like that. Tell your friends about it. Tag them in our pictures, everything like that. I mean, I think this is the best goddamn podcast out there right now, and that just may be a little bit of my bias, but whatever. But yeah, everyone should keep your heads up high. This is still the same team. That's amazing. We have the hopes of winning the Super Bowl, and I just called it the Super Bowl.
What the fuck?
Whatever. Not the Super Bowl. Cut that out. But this is still the same team that we have winning the World Series.
Put it to bed.
What
See
do we
you
got
guys later?
Let's go, who?
Yanks.
Let's go, Yanks. See you guys later. Next episode coming out after the Dodgers series. See you later. Peace. Oh, I swear.